In the roaring 20s, Albert Barnes was making trips to Paris to buy paintings and African art, and French classical composers were traveling to New York to hear jazz. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on the cross-fertilization of art and music.
In the early 1920s, French composer Darius Milhaud wrote his ballet about the creation of the world after a trip to Harlem where he listened to jazz. Conductor Stéphane Deneuve.
Jazz was really the new big thing everywhere in the world, but in Europe, it was just something that fascinated totally the French.
Milhaud's ballet music references African myths and uses elements of jazz with oboe blues, syncopated solos, and a cakewalk for violins and bassoon.
The Création du Monde indeed sounds very much idiomatic. It sounds very close to what they heard, but of course with a little French touch and a little bit more symphonic constructions. For me, that's a really successful piece that can mix the real sound of America with indeed a French imagination.
Playwright Didi Bali's symphonic play dramatizes the way art collector Albert Barnes and Philadelphia Orchestra music director Leopold Stokowski were also breaking with convention.
Barnes collecting his African sculpture and tribal mask. And also for Stokowski, his storyline is his pursuit of getting the Rite of Spring permission to premiere it from Stravinsky when he is in Paris.
Stokowski got permission and led the Philadelphia Orchestra in the U.S. premiere of The Rite of Spring in 1922.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.